I'm John Smedley from Sony Online Entertainment, and you are listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show.
The following show is intended for a mature audience.
Nope, not for the kids.
So if you're underage...
Go to bed!
Easily offended...
Get over yourself!
Or you got a gigantic stick up your nose! You might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. You're gonna waste 2 hours on Jethel Show tonight.
Hey, there's one!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us
well,
do.
Well, I'm just glad I got my ale.
It's time to get it started on the most sensational,
entertainical,
this is what we call
Jethel Silverwing Show. Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello, everyone. This is the Jethel Silverwing Show for the 31st of January, 2012. I am your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my girl, the Burning of Malloy, the Taylor of Fine Armor, the Brewer of Beer, and the reason we have a maturity audience warning at the top of the show,
Hail-K-Kata!
Hail and greetings, and yes, I have a cat in my shirt, and you don't.
If you'd like to join in on the mayhem, you can log on to the in-game chat channel, which is OGR on the Antonia Bale server. That's up and running 24-7, where the OGR elite come to meet. If you'd like to join us out of the game, you can go to onlinegamingradio.com, click the Chat Live icon in the upper right-hand corner, enter a nickname, and hey, Chat Live! If you'd like to download any of our skits, interviews, Jethel's parodies, Elquin's videos, get all of our social links, and much, much more, you can find them at kithacore.org. How are we doing today, Elquin?
Doing okay.
Doing okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think the question that everyone wants to know now that it's been like a month, is it beer?
It's beer.
It's beer?
It's good beer.
Is it good beer?
Well, I think it still needs to age a little bit, but it was good. It was okay.
A little bit longer, maybe another week or so?
Yeah. Let it settle a little bit more.
All right, then.
It's going to be a little longer process because the temperatures are cooler.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this stuff usually, you know, the range is between 68 and 70-something. And we're barely hit, well, 65 to 70 something like that. No, 68 to 75.
Hmm.
And it's very hard to get to 66 even.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this process has slowed down major.
Alrighty. Well, we'll give it a little more time and then you can tell us next week how it tastes. How's that?
Sure. Okay. It tasted okay. The first glass, you know, it's a blonde ale.
Mm-hmm.
And you could tell it's a fresh beer. You know, there's a little bit of yeasty taste still instead of the smoothness, and well, it's getting there.
Yeah. I do have to say, TrueFlight is now talking about something in the RPLFG channel that I noticed today.
What?
If you thought you downloaded the full install and that you're not doing the streaming thing, surprise, you're still streaming.
Really?
Yep. So I did the full install. I know I did. You know, downloaded the client and did the full install thing. I don't know when it happened, but I noticed logging in today doing the patch and stuff. A little dinosaur, a little baby dragon walking across the right-hand part of my screen. That means I'm streaming.
Hmm.
I didn't want to stream. I'd prefer to download it and install before logging in. That way I don't lag. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I don't know if that's a bug. If it is a bug, what kind of bug? Is it a big bug? We don't know.
It's a bug.
Can you kill it with fire?
I haven't seen any little dragons.
Well, I saw it today. I don't know what the deal is. But, yeah.
Huh.
Truefly says that he had the full install from the discs, and it's even streaming for him now.
Wow.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, if it becomes a problem, I'm going to say something here on the show. And on Facebook and Twitter. Say, hey, I want my full install client back. But I'll wait and see if it actually becomes a problem. If it's not a problem, then pff, no problem. What do you think about that, guys? Thank you.
See, now there's a good reason why I wanted you to have your own cheering section.
I know. No, there is a sound effect I want to get for next week, though.
What?
Well, I've been listening to local radio stations a lot lately. And the guys on the men's room, 99.9, in the evenings, they do the CSI Miami thing a lot. You know, they'll do like a corny joke, like, yeah, you know, from The Who. It's like, we got to get that. We've got to get that, yes. All right, so what's happening this week? Tomorrow, the Kelethan Festival starts.
The festival.
Not sure if there's anything new this week, as far as the festival is concerned, that is. When it goes live, I will check it out, and you can always check out the City Festival Gallery at kithacore.org. Go to the top menu, go to EQ2, and then the City Festivals. And I have a picture gallery of everything that's available in the local specialties. And if there's something new, I will post a new picture. How's that sound? Sound good?
Sounds okay.
Sounds awesome to me. Oh, man. New responsibilities at work. As buddy Derek, who I've been talking about, has moved on to another department.
Now you won't be able to do dueling.
Can't do dueling walk-ins, no?
No.
It's okay, though. So we have decided that the Christopher Walken skits are now, they're now retired.
Aww.
Yeah, not going to be doing that. Instead, I'll just do a little Bill Clinton. So, you know, when I do see him, like, in the break room or something like that, I'm like, Christopher, how are you? And he's like, Bell, it's been so long since I've seen you. So, yeah. I mean, I'll leave that to him. Christopher Walken is his bit, and since he can't do Bill Clinton will be my thing. I did not have sexual relations with that woman. It was her daughter.
Okay.
So, yeah, so it's the new era of Bill Clinton impersonations now. Maybe I can get Bill to do some skits for the show.
No, I seriously doubt that.
I did not kill steal that NPC. It's not possible. Game mechanics make it not possible.
Don't forget, he plays the sax, too.
Very true.
I don't know if he still does, but he did.
Oh, well, probably. Chattarello thinks we ought to do a Ministry of Silly Walkins. Get it, like, from...
Yes, yes.
Monty Python, the Ministry of Silly Walks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, Monty Python's going to be coming out with a new movie.
I heard about that. It's not officially a Monty Python movie, but they're all there. along with Robin Williams.
Yes, Robin Williams does the voice of a talking dog.
Mm-hmm.
Supposedly, they're aliens that have come to Earth, and they give this one guy powers to do whatever he wishes, and they watch to see how badly he screws up.
Oh, God.
Something like that. They still got to get Eric Idle on board, but they got everybody else signed.
Well, everyone except for Chapman, of course, who's dead.
Well, Chapman's dead. I mean, I don't think he's going to come out of it.
They can do it still.
Well, they dig up his corpse and prop it up in the corner.
I wouldn't put it past them. No, they wouldn't do that. All right, so let's see here. We do have some announcements for this week. We have birthdays, a few of them. So we have Jessawin. These are my Facebook friends, of course. Jessawin, from the Legion of Kithakor, Solaris, who is recently married to Lena. And my nephew, Devin, who has no idea what the hell EverQuest is. But happy birthday. Here come the birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Alrighty, so happy birthday to those three. Birthday troll is always a happy occasion. That means you lived another year. So congratulations. So, things are changing at work. Things are changing at home.
How so?
Horrors of horrors. The boy has his driving license.
Oh, yeah.
He has the license.
First time. He's soloed once so far.
Once.
Yeah.
He should be driving you to work.
Well, he will on Fridays. It's not like we have a whole lot of gas for him to go back and forth between my work and...
Yeah. But, yeah, I told him that's what he should be doing. He should be driving you to work and then going out on errands. You need to send him on errands.
Errands.
I don't know, picking up milk or something.
Well, as soon as there is an errand, I'll send him.
Getting cat food.
Oh, speaking of cats. Ow! Quit licking me! She's in my shirt.
Again.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's what she does. Alrighty, so...
in my chest.
Well, you know, someone has to. Was my job, and apparently I'm no good at it, so you had to get the cat.
I didn't get the cat. She started climbing up on my chest, and I can't hold her all the time.
So it was easier just
to shove her in the shirt, tuck the shirt underneath her, and carry her around that way.
Huh.
No, I don't have boobs big enough to carry her around on, so... Gonna have to move her, though.
Okay, so... News from last week's show. I promised Brass that I would betray back to Freeport and give the quest one more try.
One more try.
Well, I gave it three more tries. And on the third try, I actually did it.
Ta-da! I knew you could do it.
But it shouldn't take 33 attempts.
I don't know. I think you were buggy on the last one. I mean, I don't know.
So I got that done, and yeah. So, let's see. The cloak was definitely an upgrade.
Told you. And the pirate hat's cool.
The pirate hat's cool, but not Jeff.
It's not your style, but it's Elquin's style.
I put it away.
She's digging it, man.
It's in the vault. Let's see what I got here. I have to upgrade my hotkeys. I have hotkeys for speed and hotkey for actual combat. That changes out some of my stuff. Where the hell's my cloak? Is that it? There it is. Okay, so yeah, I put the cloak on, I'm down to 75%, which is my mount. But if I have the Cloak of the Journeyman, I'm up to 95. So yeah, I got the Empowered Cloak of the Lucanic Scout. Let me link that for those of you who haven't seen it. There we go. Empowered Cloak of the Lucanic Scout.
That's the one with the big collar on it.
Let me take a look.
Isn't it?
I don't have my things visible.
Well,
and
I can't look at it because I'm in a dungeon.
For some reason, my dressing room is not coming up. There we go. Yes, it does have big cloak, which is not good for rangers, actually. Because we kind of need to see around us, yes. So,
for special occasions.
No, I'd still like to see around my collar, so. Yeah, I have that cloak now, and...
That was worth it.
The chest plate was actually an upgrade for what I had. So I have that too, the Lucanic Predatory Chest Guard. I will link that. I'm sure there was a different one for plate classes. And there we go. So there's that. It's not a bad looking cloak either, if you're into brown. So yeah, those were two upgrades I got. And the Fierce Lucanic Dagger of Timelessness was actually an upgrade for me, too. Let me link that one. There we go. The Fierce Lucanic Dagger of Timelessness was an upgrade, so I went ahead and kept that. Everything else, the furniture and stuff, although was nice, wasn't my style, so... Sold those. What are you doing?
Counting.
Counting what?
Mobs.
You're doing your dungeon, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm doing some research.
Oh, I see. Alrighty, so, one of the topics I wanted to talk about today...
Yes?
...is... Now, I have gone back and forth between Freeport and Kinos a lot.
Yeah, you've got a well-worn path between the two of them right now.
I don't know anyone else, personally, I don't know anyone else that has betrayed Kinos Freeport, more times than I have.
How many times has it been?
At least a dozen. I mean, a dozen one way, a dozen another way. I don't know anyone else that's crazy enough to do that. I did it for one reason or another, experimenting or checking out quests, stuff like that. But I don't know, maybe some have. Apparently, Cruel says that raiders do it to change their class as needed.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Lyra says she's only done the betrayal quest 6 times. I've done it at least 12, and I'm not a raider. So, my observation is, it's easier to go to Kinos than it is to Freeport. The quest is a lot shorter. You're asked to do much less. So, I'm just wondering why.
I don't know.
People's ideal on this, maybe they don't want people to go to Freeport. Maybe the people of Freeport are like, screw you, stay in your little town.
Maybe Freeport is only for the hardiest.
I'm not sure about that.
And if you can't, you know, cut the mustard, they don't want you. You can go back to the foo-foo place.
Ah. Where are my swords? Why aren't my swords showing up?
I don't know. Maybe you're sitting on them.
Bio says so. Show melee weapons. Show cloak. Show bow. Bow's not showing up. Of course, that's because I have my wings on, but my melee weapon should work.
They might not show up because you have the wings on?
No. I have screenshots of me with the wings. Really weird.
I don't know.
I'll zone out. Maybe I'm having a problem. Slash house and leave hall. And your microphone just went all funky.
How did it go all funky?
Started getting a lot of...
I didn't do it.
Yes, you did.
Uh-uh.
Evil, I tell you. Evil! So, I'm just wondering why it's so much harder to go to... I mean, it's not, you know, hard, but it's time-consuming to go to Freeport. You go to Freeport, they want you to say, hey, this dog used to belong to so-and-so, and why don't you train him for a little bit? Get him to be your buddy. Well, all right. And then you have to go through the arduous task of feeding the dog, petting the dog, and then getting him to roll over and sit and stuff like that. And it honestly does take a while. It does take a while to go all through that. Whereas in going to Freeport, it's...
You mean going to Kinos from Freeport.
Right, going to Kinos, it's go walk the street in Antonica and pick up 30 pieces of trash. That's it. Doesn't take any time at all if you got Spirit of Wolf or, you know, Pathfinding or whatever. Once you've got the faction and you're sent to Kinos... to the guy who tells you to pick up the trash, you're done in like 10 minutes. But with the dog, you're just, you know, pet, feed, pet. For God's sakes, give me the update. Feed, pet. Okay, got that. Oh, now you want me to make him roll over. Roll over, play dead, feed, pet. Roll over, play dead. Oh, for fuck's sake, give me the update! So, I don't know. Weird.
And you forgot to mention what you have to do to the dog in the end.
Oh, right. Then, of course, you have to kill the dog! Kill him, worthless mutt! No, you have to kill the dog to show your loyalty to the Freeport guard. Because they're just a bunch of assholes, apparently. Ah, I mean, you love this dog. Now you must kill it. Because I'm an asshole! Yes. So, I'm just curious. I just thought I'd bring it up for conversation. Like, kind of sucks. And of course, there are minor quests to go to Kelvathan and Nyriak and those places, but just kind of a pain in the ass. Oh, Suresh says I need to do the official Lucan laugh. There we go.
So what did you think about meeting Lucan?
It was different than I thought it would be, actually.
And how did you answer his questions?
I don't have a fucking clue, because by that point, I just kind of buzzed through it.
Oh my god!
So I want out. I want
Are
to
you
finish
serious?
It. Need to finish it. Finish it before I punch through the screen.
Finish, oh my god, finish, I can't believe you finish. Just buzzed through it. He asked some pretty serious questions, you know.
No, at some point in there, I just said, fuck it, I want this done.
That's just...
Sorry, hon. Every once in a while, you just gotta say, fuck it. Or you slam the door to the house, go out and punch an arbor into little pieces and...
That's just an excuse. Get a knife gash in your arm. Excuse!
Okay, fine. If you want me to keep doing stuff that pisses me off,
hey, you know,
and I end up stomping a hole in my good computer, then that's fine with me. So, you're going to buy me a new computer then.
Still an excuse. You are allowing yourself to be angry. Nobody is up there forcing you to be angry.
Yeah, but you're forcing me to do something that's causing me to be angry.
No. I'm just saying you whipped out by not reading what those texts was all about. You went through all that time and trouble and buzzed through a quest that you cannot repeat again.
Oh, well. Such is life.
Oh, my God.
And I don't want to repeat it again. Sorry. What part of this quest pissed me off are you not getting? Seriously. I think you just allowed it to get you. I mean,
upset.
Hon, I mean, would you go get a freaking root canal and then, oh, God, thank goodness that's over. I better go do it again. I better go do it again because, wow, That was quite an experience. No. You say, fuck you, dentist. I'm not getting another root canal. Is what you would say. Sorry, if I had another 90 level character, I would not do this quest again.
I know, but since you went all that distance, I'm just surprised you blew through the quest like that and didn't bother to read what was going on.
No, sorry. It was the wiggling loose tooth being held on by the nerves that I just grabbed the pair of pliers to and yanked.
Then, you know, do yourself a favor, don't do any more quests.
Ah, bite me.
No, it just seems like they all piss you off.
Not all of them. The Illyrissi one didn't piss me off. Oh, and I just figured out why I can't see my weapons.
Why?
Oh, I've got that chilled, the Chillborn spear. It's a two-hander. And with my wings, you can't see the two-hander. If I had the one-handers on my side, I would have seen them. It's all right, though. But even Suresh says different people react to things differently, and Suresh understands where I'm coming from.
Well, I was still curious to see which way you were going to answer his questions. It was, you know, one way of sort of saying, well, you know, kissing his ass, in other words, you know, Lucan's wonderful and all that stuff, you know.
Oh, no, no.
All hell, Lucan. And the other one's saying, yes, you know.
I remember that part, and
I'm
no.
not to be trusted, and neither are you, and that's our common goal.
Trust
each other.
Yeah, I think I may have actually answered that way, because Jethel does not kiss ass, and neither do I in real life, so if I would have seen something that would have been obvious, oh, hail Lucan, and you're so great, I would have chose the
fuck. I was just curious to see how he reacted the other way. I should have done it up to a certain part and quit and then went back.
Yeah, you could have done that. Oh, well. So, anyway. So, yep, it's done, it's over with. I'm glad it's done, and I'm glad I'll never do it again.
So are you still in Freeport, or did you hightail it back home?
Oh, are you kidding me? I finished the quest, and I was back in Kinos the same night.
Oh, God!
I said, hey, thanks for the cloak and the chest plate! Fuck you! And I proceeded to go back to Kinos, flipping off every guard as I went. Yeah. I promptly left. Said, screw you and your city, and made the fleas of a thousand camel and fest your nose hair. And shit like that. So, yeah. I'm sorry. I mean, if I am upsetting...
No, you're not sorry.
You know, if I am upsetting the dev that worked on this, I'm sorry, but
no,
look at it this way. You created a piece of work there that provoked one hell of an emotional response. Probably not the response you wanted, but you created a quest line that provoked one hell of an emotional response from me. So there you go. So you can always look at it that way. Oh, anyway. So yeah, I'm back in Kinos now, and next year when the Kinos quest goes live, I hope I don't have that big of a problem with it. I personally don't like Kinos or Freeport, but Kinos is, well, you know, this one thing I never liked about Freeport, you're going down the street, and the friggin' NPCs just insult you left or right. No matter what race you are, what level you are, no matter what you've done for the city, no matter what your faction is.
I have not seen that much since I've been living in Freeport.
Well, you're not paying attention. Because it doesn't matter what your faction is, what your class is, what your race is. They just, you know, as a wood elf, you're going around and they're going like, what, don't the trees love you anymore? Or, why don't you go hug a tree? Or, why don't you go cry over a fallen branch? You know, or whatever. It doesn't matter what you are. And so, to those people, you know, to those NPCs, I say, lick me. Just lick me.
Then they'll get splinters on their tongue. You're a wood elf.
And you would know.
Yeah. I've had my fair share of tongue splinters.
Mm-hmm. So, that's it. I'm back in Kinos. I still say, and we talked about this a few years ago, I would love it if there was a way to be truly neutral, where you could, you know, not get amiable with everyone, but get indifferent with everyone. I mean, like, I can go into Gorwin. They don't like me, but they'll tolerate me. You know?
Yeah.
I don't know. Shiver says he gets insulted by the Kinos guard all the time. Now, I'm thinking it might actually be a race thing.
Probably, yeah. Since I'm a dark elf, the only thing they're saying is that...
Right, because Wood Elf is technically a good race. That's probably why they're insulting me, because Clorny says the Ixar and Dark Elf get treated similarly in Kinos. So it's probably a race thing.
Yeah, I noticed it when Elquin was a Kinosian.
Mm-hmm.
They would badmouth me.
So, screw you, Freeport. The next time I'm going there, I'm just going there to get Lyra out. And she'll be kicking and screaming, "No, I worked so hard to get here! Sorry, Cade and his wife want you home!" Just fling her over my shoulder and carry her away. And then if she resists, I'll just throw her in a cube.
She'll like it there.
Cube. Oh, my mistake. Lyra says Nyriac, not Freeport. So I'm going to go ahead and leave the offline chat because there's no one there and no one's chatting.
Okay.
So therefore, I don't have to pay attention to it anymore.
Aha.
Aha. Uh-huh. So yeah, we'll leave that. And let's see, what else do I have in my notes here? Talked about... Da-da-da. Note number one, Jethel finally completes Freeport questline, promptly leaves Freeport. Note number two, why is it easier to get into Kinos at Freeport? Blah, 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 blah. The city festival begins in Kelothin tomorrow, yes. Later on in the show, we will be playing Kiting Elquin.
Oh, boy.
The 10 questions of doom. Doom! You love my 10 questions of doom. Admit it. Next week, we're going to have a turnabout on that. Next week...
Oh, yeah.
It'll be Kiting Jethel. For a little change there, Elquin's going to be writing up 10 questions and asking me 10 questions. So there we go. Yes, Clorny, midnight means tomorrow. Begins at midnight, actually. Well, midnight is tomorrow.
I should ask you nothing but Freeport questions.
Hey, at least I try to make questions that you might get right.
I know.
Lyra says, make them all about the Freeport quest line. No. Sure, you can ask me anything up until the freaking boat. That's when I gave up. I gave up paying attention to that point.
I like the boat.
Boat can lick my ass. Alright, so what's going on this week besides the thing there? Illyrissi Day coming up.
What? Yeah, when's that start? The 2nd?
I think so. Let me take a quick look at Zam. I'm sure it's there. EQ2.zam.com.
And Lyra, he did the betrayal by boat.
Yeah, I did all the subquests, so I had a choice on which way to go. Alright, let's see here. Where is it? I don't see it. Let us do a look up Illyrissi Day. Help if I can spell it, huh? Quest. Illyrissi Day quest series. Here we go. Okay, Illyrissi Day 2012 will run from the 7th until the 20th. So the 7th. See here, and I'm not seeing any information on this year's. They probably don't have it yet. Yeah, looks like I came across a a page here that they're starting to update for 2012 and will update as soon as it's done, as soon as it's been released. Because we're hoping Illyrissi will be available.
Chet's starting saying the 7th.
Yes, that's what I said, the 7th.
Okay.
Gotta listen, hon.
Sorry.
Looks like a few of the things that they are listing at XAM.com is there will be activators for your dungeons.
Yes.
Sister Eliaria, I can't pronounce that. Sister Katie, Sister Leela, and Sister Thog. What the hell kind of a name is Thog for a woman? There's not even a...
I don't know, but I guess you could beat up on the Sisters of Illyrissi.
What?
Yeah.
How about some Dark Elf girls in there? You know, some of the people that caused all this shit.
Don't know.
Me neither.
I think there's a new layout, too.
What is that?
A map?
No, I heard something go ring. On TV or something?
I don't know. Was it for me?
No, it wasn't for me. Okay, well, I wanted to listen to this because it sounded interesting. The song is Poker Face, originally by Lady Gaga. This is done a cappella from a female a cappella group called The Cocktails. So let me turn off my background music.
I'll be back in a second.
All right. I'm going to go ahead and listen to this. It got some good reviews from my friends on Facebook, so let's see what we got here. Sounds okay, but I think they really should have perhaps done that in the studio. Looks like it was actually done on a church stage of some kind. You see a pipe organ in the background. That's on YouTube. Good, but do it in a studio. Quality of the mic was horrible on that. All right, anyway.
Okay.
You're back?
Yes.
Did you hear that?
No.
No, you didn't. Mic quality was crappy. It looks like they're in a church of some kind. They should do it in a studio setting. Alright, so next week you will be asking me questions. Mm-hmm. Are you going to come up with a topic? Or is it going to be total random stuff?
Chaos.
Just total chaos, random... Random 10 questions.
I'll give you some chance and I'll think about it.
Alright. I'm going to have to bug you all weekend because you're going to be like me. You're going to forget to the last minute. And I'll be like, hey, hon, we're going on the show in 5 minutes. Did you come up with questions? You'll be like, Right? I've done that myself sometimes. Be like, okay, we got a half an hour till the show. Let's start some music and finish these questions. Not like we prepare or anything.
Of course not.
If we prepared, we'd lose our audience completely. I'm in Willowwood right now. I haven't been here in a long time.
Wow.
Hello, Willowwood. I wonder if that bitch over here is still saying how Tuner will come back one day, I'm sure. Here.
They live such a sheltered life in Willowwood.
Yeah, they're still... She's still saying, Janera will come back to us one day. Well, she's already here.
Little does she know.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wait, what elf mentor? She has a quest for me. A level 3 quest.
Nah.
Wait a minute. Can I mentor down to level 5 on those...
Yes.
I am on the Chronomages?
Yes.
Okay, I might do that. That could be something to occupy my time.
You haven't done any of the Chronomages quests.
Well, that's not what I meant. But I can go around to all the beginning areas and do all the beginning quests. Because I'm sure there are some that I've missed. Or some new ones since. Maybe I can find my way back to the Isle of Refuge.
No.
No, because now it's a landfill. It's called the Isle of Refuge. They're using it as a landfill!
Have you gotten yourself a apprentice yet?
No.
That's something you should do.
I don't even know how. Where are they?
The apprentices? Well, they're probably in Kinos, probably outside in North Kinos, outside the Iron Forge thingy there. Not the big estate, but the crafting instance
right,
across
right.
from the bank.
All right, I can go check that out. I can check that out. Get one.
And have them make stuff.
You can start researching.
Go ahead.
And if you do the
stuff.
Little mini quests every day, you get a little reward. You might even get a greater essence or a colossus one or something.
That'd be neat.
Mm-hmm. I don't do mine enough.
Hmm. So, yeah, for anyone in SOE that's listening in, will you please tell this poor woman in Willowwood that Tanair has been found? Thank you. All right, let's see here. I'll find it.
All right.
Do-do-do-do-do. So what do you have notes on? I know we want to talk about dungeons a little bit later on.
Yep.
We will talk dungeons later on. Well, I'll tell you what. Why don't we... Do it in the road. No, let's do this.
Hold on tight. You know she's a little bit dangerous.
It's time to play Guiding Elquin right here on the Gentle Silverwing Show.
Hold on tight.
Alright, this is Kiting Elkman, the 10 questions of doom!
You just like causing me pain and suffering.
I do. It's fun. Alright, folks, this is how it works. We're going to ask 10 questions to Elkman, completely random questions. I don't think I have a theme this week. Doesn't look like it, anyway. So we're going to ask 10 questions, and however many questions he gets correct is how many tells I want to receive in-game. So, for example... If she gets 5 correct, I want 5 tells, and the 5th person to send me a tell will receive a random item from the swag box, supplied by Sony Online Entertainment. Thank you very much, Sony Online. We love you, Peter. 10 questions of doom. Are you ready?
I guess.
Are you ever ready?
No.
Okay. All right, so here we go. Question 1. By the way, I have new sound effects.
Oh, God.
Question 1. The Druid Rings structures are based off what ancient structures?
I would say Stonehenge.
Correct. One day in Norrath is about how long in the real world?
God.
One day is equal to how much time in the real world?
Hour and a half?
I'll give that to you.
I'm being given things? Wow.
It's around that. Besides Grimfeather, name one of the other two named griffins in Thundering Steps.
Blood Talon.
Correct. Solosex Eye is the home of what legendary dragon?
Nagathen.
too easy this week.
Yeah.
Name the two moons orbiting NORATH. I want both of them.
Well, Lucklin?
Yeah.
And Drindle. Isn't Drindle?
Nope. It's one of the reasons I put that question in there, because you always get that wrong. Cogburn is voiced by Richard Horvitz, who also voiced what little green alien?
Sim! I interviewed him, too.
Correct.
That's why I know that.
All right. We'll see if you get this one. Another voice actor question. Chris Cox supplied the voice of Patrolman Phantus in the Eldar Grove. What presidential voice does he supply for cartoons such as Family Guy and American Dad?
Clinton.
No, sorry. Next. The boats of NORATH can amazingly bring you to what landlocked city?
Our NORATH?
Yes.
Landlocked.
Meaning it doesn't have a dock. You're going to a bell right now, aren't you?
I haven't been on the boats lately, so I don't know if they've changed the... do you get to pick when you get on the boat? See, I haven't been on a boat since they put in the new bells.
Okay, allow me to reiterate. The bell on the dock, not the physical boats, because the bell is supposed to call a boat for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so a landlocked city that the bell can bring you to.
The Faedark.
Well, the Faedark is not a city.
A Kellithon.
All right. Tired of bitching from EQ1 Raiders, Sony Online Entertainment now uses what to eliminate long waits for contested zones?
I have no clue on that one.
All right, she's passing on that one. Who is the Narathian goddess of air?
Starts with an X. I can't say her name, but it starts with an X.
You need to do better than that.
Well, if I was on Crema, I could tell you. Because she did the quest to get her wings with Exacthea or Xanthea or something. I can't pronounce it. It starts with X. That's all I know. Pass.
Going to pass on that one?
I have to. I can't say it.
All right. Okay, so that brings it to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 correct. So hold on just 1 second, folks. Got to hit the right thing. Clear. Text chat. Okay, we're looking for the 6th tell. You can go ahead and click on my name and do send tell. Someone apparently has a hotkey going. Alright, so while we're waiting for that, we will go through the answers. The Druid Rings are based on Stonehenge. Ah, building a henge, are we? Number 2. One day in NORATH is just over an hour. It's approximately 72 minutes. So, hour and a half, good enough. Let's see.
Seems like an eternity when we're filming.
Oh, I know it. Besides Grimfeather, the other two griffins are Shadow Dash and Blood Talon. But that's in Thundering Steps. Of course, there are a few in Commonlands as well. Okay, number 4, Solus XI is home of Nagathen, yes. Number 5, the two moons orbiting NORATH are Lucklin and Drenel. You keep saying Drendel.
Drenel, fine.
Drenel. Next. Cogburn is voiced by Richard Horvitz, who also did Invader Zim, yes. Chris Cox supplies the voice of Patrolman Phantus and several other NPCs, by the way.
I want to kill him.
Why is that?
Patrolman Fantas?
Yes.
Why he always came up and said something stupid.
I am Patrolman Fantas. I love to stay in chat, but duty calls.
Yes, I want to just just smack him up. If duty calls and you're too busy, then why are you standing here talking to me in the first place?
Exactly.
I mean, every time you come around on this path, you say the same thing.
Okay, he supplies the voices for Family Guy and American Dad of George Bush. Strategery.
I almost said Bush, but well.
Well, you pretty much had two options, really. Clinton or Bush. Okay, let's see here. The boats of Norrath can amazingly bring you to Kelethin.
The bells of Norrath.
The bells, yes.
Totally different.
Someone sent me a tell saying, well, they can bring you to Nariak, and that's landlocked. No, they have an underground lake.
Yeah, they do.
They have an underground lake. And they have a dock. Kelethin does not have a dock. Somehow, the boat launches you up into the trees.
It does have a river, but you could follow the river all the way up to the fountain, you know, so I don't know. Waterfall.
Yes, Ceres is saying, well, there is a shoreline in Greater Fredark, but it's nowhere near the city. If they stuck to the dock thing, there should have been a dock over by the nursery.
Yes. That's where the bell should put you, but it doesn't.
Yeah. Okay, but the city itself does not have a dock. If you take the bell and you go to Greater Fredark and...
You end up in the tree, on a platform.
It plants you in a tree. So that's what I was going for. Okay. To appease raiders, Sony Online Entertainment uses what to eliminate long waits for contested zones? Instances.
Oh.
Now there are no long waits for contested zones because you can have multiple instances of the same zone. So that's what I was going for there. And who is the Narathian goddess of air? Zegani.
Zegani.
Zegani. You get the cutest little Zegani. All right. So, let's see. Who is number six? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How do you pronounce this name? Gulifo. Gulipho. Gulipho. So, Gulipho, you have won a random item from the swag box supplied by Sony Online Entertainment. What you'll need you to do is send me an in-game mail. Go to a mailbox. Send me an in-game mail with your real name and mailing address so I can send you an item from the swag box. Completely random item from the swag box.
Now, Shiver was saying it. Hmm? The bell takes you to West Freeport, too, which is, you know.
It does?
Yeah.
I thought if you go to Freeport from the bell, it brings you to the docks.
Yeah, it does. If you say Freeport, it does take you to the dock.
Yeah, it brings you to a dock. So, you know, if you went to Freeport and it brought you to the arena, that would be weird. You know? Alrighty.
I think he's thinking the inner city bells.
Yeah. I mean the. I'm not talking about the inner city bells. I'm talking about the Voyage Through Norrath bell. Roleplay wise, it's supposed to summon a boat for you. Like the one in Kinos brings you to North Kinos, but you're in the aqueduct system, so there's a dock. So that makes sense. A boat launching you into Kelethin does not make sense. Yeah, you're right. Lara says it's not a bell anymore. It used to be a bell. The bells are now for the inner city thing. It's
a big globe.
Now it's a globe. But you know what I'm getting at.
There is sort of a bell housing at the top.
Yeah, something like that. I don't know what it's supposed to be, but it is some sort of bell, I suppose. Alrighty, so I think we're going to take a music break.
Okay.
Got a problem with that? Got a problem with music break? No? Okay. So we're going to take a music break. We're going to be back. We're going to talk about more adventures in dungeon making, because Elkman's having a ball with that. I have yet to start my vulgar dungeon. I am planning on having a dungeon where the NPC of the dungeon will go, "Holy shit, how'd you get in here?" And as they die, they're going to be, "Fuck you!" I wonder if I can get away with that. I don't know if Sony would have a problem with that.
I don't think you can, but then again,
you know what? I'm going to give it a shot. I will give it a shot. And so, it's music time. And we have returned. So how... Okay. So we got some exciting news about your dungeon.
Oh, yeah.
You made the Hall of Fame.
I did.
You made the Hall of Fame, hon.
I know.
You know what that means?
No.
Hall of Fame music! Okay, enough of that.
I don't know. I've lost likes.
You have? What would they do that for?
I don't know.
Let me take a look here. Dungeon Maker. Which one of yours? Layer scale?
It doesn't matter. Just look at the Hall of Fame Hall of and you'll find it. It's
What number are you right now?
If you go under Action Recent, it's number 19.
God, you had like 7 likes when I was in there.
Yeah, I know.
Down to 2.
And
how
then
the hell
if you go
happen?
Under Style, she's dropped down to 20.
Well, what the hell's that about?
I don't know. And if you go to Overall Action, she is 21. And Overall Style...
Weird.
...is 21.
Yeah, Cheddarville says they expire.
Huh.
So it's not that you're losing likes, you're just not gaining new ones. So if you liked Elkman Jenna's thing and you want to keep it... Well, actually, it's in the Hall of Fame. You're going to stay in there now, aren't you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Unless I take her down to do something and then put her back up. And
well,
then
don't
she
do
has
that.
To fight your way back up.
So you need to go through Elkman Jenna's Arena from the Twilight Zone... Really not sure why you called it that. Doesn't seem to be Twilight Zone-ish, but...
What?
But go through it again and like it all over again.
You don't think it's Twilight Zone-ish enough?
Well, it does... I suppose. Kind of weird.
Oh, God.
But go through and like it again. I tried soloing it the other day.
And?
I was able to clear one... One wing. And it wasn't as fun as with two people. You know, it was more work than anything.
Yeah.
Know what I mean?
Well, I'm working on another dungeon that will probably be a lot... it'll probably give more tokens. And it will probably be a little easier to get through.
Uh-huh.
In my mad... In my madness over the weekend, I farmed tokens till I had at least 2,400 of them. And I spent them all on spawner booster packs.
Yeah.
And I will say I'm a little disappointed. Not one boss or elite out of all that. So that was 20 boosters.
Mm-hmm.
Not to mention all the other ones I bought. So I spent, like, you know, at least another 1,000 on boosters. And not one friggin' boss early.
Damn them.
But in my doing that, I found this one dungeon. And it's under Crushbone Keep.
Mm-hmm.
It gives $240 an hour. So when we had the bonus, it was like $300. It's called $240/hour token run soloable. It's really like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
You got to use some sort of avatar that heals. Okay.
That would help.
Yeah. I mean, you can get the Wind Rider, and that works really well. I ended up getting one off of the station, and it is a... Oh, frig, now it's not showing up. It looks like a wood elf. Something to do with a metal worker.
Okay.
And she kicks butt, man. She can stifle them. Stuns and stifles and does damage.
Yep.
So that's been working out really good. And she can remove curses and other detrimental effects. And so I've been using her, and I'm pretty happy with that one. So, there's that dungeon. I mean, if you want to just grind some tokens, that one's not a bad dungeon to do it in. It's not five gnolls, five more gnolls, five more gnolls. There's a little bit of variance. He does use the same, whoever it is. Well, A-N-U-R-H, however you ever say that one.
I don't know.
Wrong channel. A N U R H. Sounds like a guy's name, but I may be wrong.
That's a weird looking name.
Yeah.
Honor? Honor? I don't know. Honor.
Under the Crushbone maps. Did a fairly good job for just a token run dungeon.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not. I don't feel like I'm overworking for what I'm doing. You know, there's some of these dungeon grinds that you get into. It's just like, it takes forever to kill these friggin' five gnolls, for God's sakes.
Mm-hmm. And then death upon death upon death.
Yeah, there's only one spot in there where once you know it, then you won't overpull. But he uses a combination of three mobs in some rooms and up to 10 in other ones grouped together, but he's got them on down arrows, and he's using ghost skelly wizards, and they beat down really easy. You know, I don't even have to pay much attention to target and hit auto attack if I have to heal myself a little bit. He's got 1, 2, 3, 4 rooms set up with the multiple mobs, and the rest of them are all little groups of three. So you have a variance, you know, sometimes you're doing three, sometimes you're doing 10. Right. They all go down fairly quickly. Any of the dungeon grinds that are set up just for grinding marks is boring. Mm-hmm. But this wasn't too bad. I'd rather do this one than the gnolls. There's one that you could do like 300 marks. And it has nothing but gnolls. And it's just, it is hard, I think. It seems harder. Takes more to put down a gnoll than it does a skelly wizard.
Huh.
So, there's that. Currently, there's a bug with the Hall of Fame. You end up getting a house rating trophy. And in the... hang on a second. In your achievements, under Dungeon Maker, there's an achievement for having a dungeon in the Hall of Fame. Well, I didn't get credit for that.
Uh-oh.
But I did get credit for having a house in the Hall of Fame, which I don't. So I petitioned and bugged it, and apparently it's a known issue.
Huh.
So that was interesting. Yeah. Right. And then we got a couple dungeons, at least, that were put into the spotlight section on the forum. I don't know if you have any on Kithacor or not.
I got one, yeah.
Well, I know we talked about Foggy Bottom last time, but yep. It's here. And Cheddarella did that one on the AB server. It's under Layer of Scale.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we talked about that one last week.
Yeah, I had a good time with that one.
All right. Let's see what
it's
I have.
It's got a storyline behind it.
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, what's the other one?
Okay.
Orcfest, do you have that one?
Nope.
Okay. Well, there's Orcfest. It's been up on the Hall of Fame, but they took it down to add a few things. and it's basically orcs at work in play. It isn't rank upon rank upon rank of orcs, but it's amusing. There's flavor, you know, kind of make you wonder what happened to the apprentice cook's pet named Tiny, and you really don't want to wake Fluffy up.
All right.
And you know, it doesn't take very long to go through. I think it gave like 38 credits or something, or marks. I don't remember right now. But those two are really good. And those are both on AB. I haven't gotten any others lately.
Okay, well, the one that I got here is from Trista. Trista says that this is her first dungeon, the Tinkerer's Nightmare. On the Antonia Bale server, the Crushbone map. Trista's Carpenter Alt Nida created it. Storyline, a tinkerer has a reoccurring nightmare. She has left her diaries throughout the dungeon about her nightmare. As in real life, this nightmare draws upon life experiences, but in a whacked out way. Should provide the player with 70 marks. The exit is at the end of the dungeon. She says definitely dual or larger group would speed through this dungeon in less than 30 minutes. Says it can be soloed, but with a healing avatar.
Yeah, I've done it. I've tested it for her. And I used the wind rider through it. Mm-hmm. And I did okay. There's a couple spots where you end up getting quite a few. But if you're careful. Right. And then a group of us went through it. It didn't take us long. It was interesting. It was nice. I liked it.
Good. All right, so that is...
Chad's talking about a couple other ones. One's Organically Grown Rats, which is really good to go through.
All right.
I think we spotlighted that a couple weeks ago. And then there's Frostfell Nightmare. That just hit the Hall of Fame tonight.
Ah, nice. All righty. So let's see. And do you have any others? That's all I had. That's it? Okay. But you are having fun with your...
Like I said, I'm building another one. I'm not going to say what the name is yet. Or the premise of it yet, but Trista's and I are kind of close. You're both about gnomish nightmares.
No!
So mine's got a different twist to it.
All right.
But I've ran into this before with Trista. I mean, great minds think alike. But I really liked hers.
All right.
So, yeah, we had an issue with getting panels up to the ceiling one day.
Yep.
That was fun.
Tried to help you with that.
Yeah. But you showed me how to do it, so I did it.
Mm-hmm.
It looks really nice up there. So I'm trying to figure out, you know, how many mobs will probably need to populate it to give it a decent token amount, but I've got about, oh god, maybe, let me slip in it and I can tell you exactly how far along I am. Is this taking a while? Oh, damn it, I'm in the guild hall.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, I know. I don't know if the dungeon maker thing is going to go by the wayside or not. I mean, I don't know if there's still a big interest in it, or I mean, I know that during the increase there seemed to be more interest in it.
Yeah.
People running them. I was running all sorts of different ones just to see. The problem I ran into is you see these ones and they got a cool name and you go in there and it's just really a generic dungeon with a little bit of decoration and just mobs. I mean, very few people are taking time to do anything. Some of them actually rename the mobs, which is okay, but it's still a generic dungeon with different named mobs, but
yeah.
There's no real theme to it. I mean, I really enjoy the ones that have some sort of premise and theme behind them. Some sort of storyline they've got going that you can follow along, like in Trista's, or Orcfest. Yeah. You know, it's amusing. You know? Well, what are these guys going to say? They come up and say stuff, you know? So,
what are they going to say? Are they swearing at you?
But,
Do they say Brell's Magic Egg is for,
But yeah, you get trapped into some of these, and, you know, all you're really doing is, God, where's the exit? I want out. So yeah, I think in all my dungeons, I'm going to put the exit is going to be at the entrance at all times, because if you really don't like it, then you can go. And you can claim what you've gotten so far. I don't want to take that from anybody.
If you don't like it, get out.
But this one's going to be a very linear, you know, from one end to the other type dungeon.
Linear.
I really wish there was some other item I could put at the other end that would port them back to the beginning. At least to the beginning. I can understand why they don't want to put port pads in, because somebody's going to try and break out.
Well, yeah.
They know us. They know what we're up to.
Would we do something like that?
Oh, yeah.
No! Us? Really?
Wow. Well, yeah. I just don't know what to think now.
Let me see. I'm going all the way to the last room that I've got decorated up. And I'll take a look at my map. Let's see how many more rooms I gotta do. I got... A little under, not quite halfway through. I had to pick one of the bigger layouts. This happens to be a Mistmore layout 4. Okay. So I have that room to do, this area, that one. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more friggin' rooms to do.
Mm-hmm.
And I've only done 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yeah, so not quite halfway through.
All right. Well, I'll definitely, you know, run through it when you finish.
Because I'm trying to use the dungeon as it is, but, you know, modify it some. There's some areas that I've modified heavily. Other ones I've looked at and said, okay, how can I make this room to what I need?
Yeah.
You know, what can I use of it to, you know... So in some rooms, it's just going to be the room, and then there's stuff in it that, you know, like I have a basement area. And this room is perfect for a basement.
Right.
You know, I can't see doing anything else to the walls or the ceiling or really anything else that would change it. If you looked at this, it looks like a basement. So I just added items to it to make it feel more like a storage area.
Right. There's nothing wrong with that.
No, but... You know, I don't want it to feel like, well, I just plunked mobs down. Here you go. So.
All right.
And that's, I don't know, that's about it. You really should work on one. Give it a shot.
Oh, I might. I'm thinking about it.
And when you want some boss mobs, I can get you, help you go get one that's a three-headed dog or a lich.
All right. Perhaps, if I get bored.
There's also, unless you're into, if you want a bug one, there's a bug boss, and I know that there's one that's based on Emperor Crush.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have those two yet.
Okay, I want to play something here. I'm going to warn people right now, it's pretty graphic and stuff like that. This is the lead singer for a death metal band called Cannibal Corpse. Talking about World of Warcraft. Oh, come on, play. Why is it playing?
Wife and daughters go to Disney, do some fishing, grilling, watching American football, you know, drinking. Playing World of Warcraft, that's one of my... Oh. That's my fucking passion there. My kids and World of Warcraft. And my wife, of course. So family, how's this? Family and World of Warcraft.
said, okay.
First, okay.
Poor guy.
No, I love fucking playing WoW, man. World of Warcraft is... Oh.
Don't carry a laptop with you around the world, though.
I have a laptop in the hotel to play World of Warcraft. I got four accounts, four 70s. I have a 65, a 61, and another 62. Pretty soon I'm going to have seven level 70 guys over four accounts. I'm not fucking playing, man. World of Warcraft is fucking life for me.
Doesn't sound like anyone that we know that, you know, talks about EverQuest, do we? This guy loves World of Warcraft.
Really?
And with all due respect, screw you! No, I can't believe it. He says nothing bad about EverQuest. I don't think he's probably ever heard of EverQuest. A friend of mine, Nick Hughes, who I work with, linked that to me. So, of course, I had to link my World of Warcraft Sucks song right back at him. I need to redo that song. God, it sounds horrible. I just thought that's interesting. I do have to say it's interesting to hear someone who is fanatical about their game being all fanatical and stuff. It's interesting. Because, you know, I look at that and I think to myself, do people talk to me and think afterward, wow, this guy's a fucking nut?
They just might. They just might.
So anyway, I got nothing else tonight. I'm tired. I had a long day.
I'm sorry.
Taking over the mail duties for Derek and doing my own work as well, and I'm just tired.
Tired.
Alrighty. You got anything else?
I am flat out.
Flat out. Okay. Well, if he is listening in, because he said he might... To my buddy Nick from work, who linked the Cannibal Corpse guy raving about World of Warcraft, go fuck yourself.
What happens if that's a buddy of his or something?
Who cares? That's something we do at work all the time. Hey, Matt! What, Nick? Go fuck yourself! All right, then.
Really?
We do that shit all the time. I'll get off the phone with reception. And they'll be like, oh, what was that about? I'm like, oh, that was Kayla upstairs. She said to go fuck yourself.
All right.
Oh, it's just something funny we do. Just to relieve the tension. Okay. All right, well, you know what? That's it for this week. I did get the message from Goodyfu, so I will send him something random from the swag box. Thank you again to Sony Online Entertainment for giving us stuff in a swag box. Love you to pieces. Thank you very much. Next week, I'm going to try to get somebody on here to talk about Illyrissi Day. We'll see what we can get. If not someone from Sony, perhaps I can get... maybe. That's a thought. If I can't get anyone from Sony, I might be able to snag... from Zam.
Calthine?
No. Well, Calthine, if I get Calthine, oh god, come on. Where the hell is my brain today?
Did you just leave it at work?
It's entirely possible. I can see them. I can see her freaking... What the hell's wrong with me today? I can't think of this freaking name.
I thought that was my problem.
Selena. She was on a couple of months ago. Selena. Maybe I can snag her if I can't get anyone from Sony. And we'll talk Illyrissi.
All right.
So I'll see what I can come up with. If not...
I know. What? That's what you questions could be with next week.
What? What?
Your questions could be about...
You're asking the questions next week.
I know. As I said, the questions, the theme could be around that subject.
All right. You could do that. Don't tell me, though, so.
Okay.
Just come up with something, and we'll see how good I do on these questions. But just keep in mind that I do actually try to get stuff that you're going to actually get.
Okay? So, don't start giving me questions that I'm not going to be able to get in a million years. There is something tattooed on the back of Ilirissi's neck, just under her ear. What is it? I don't fucking know! Yeah.
Okay. I'll try.
Stuff like that. Because I wouldn't do that to you.
I know.
Alrighty. Well, I'm going to head downstairs in a minute. So, guys, thank you all for tuning in. Oh, there is a poll going on right now at Facebook, on my Facebook page. If anyone wants to chime in on it, I've got 3 votes on it so far. If you go to, I'll share it again. Let's see here, share. Come on, let me share the damn thing. Editor remove. I don't want to remove it from the timeline. How the hell do I share it?
I don't know.
Share it. There we go.
What do we do when a New Year's
up? Stop it.
Just relax? Or?
Yeah, you know, I'll spend time with my daughter.
For God's sakes, man.
Shut up.
I hate how every time the screen changes on Facebook, all your videos start again. Right. Open that in a new tab. There. Now can I share it? No, of course not. Anyway, I will share it on my Facebook if you go to facebook.com/jethel.eq2. You will see, if you had the chance, would you phone in and voice your opinion live on the Jethel Show? Because I'm looking into that option. If there's enough interest in it, I might do it. I've been checking out the real phone number through Skype.
That would be fun.
It costs like $3 a month, but there is a setup fee of $30. So if we don't get a lot of people that want to do this, then I'm not going to shell out the $30 for it. So, all right, so I will share that.
I know, they'll give you obscene phone calls. They'll call up and ask you, do you have Prince Albert in a can?
Of course I do. I cut his head off and stuffed him in there myself.
Is your refrigerator running?
Nope, cut his legs off.
Damn. Well, that isn't going to be much fun.
You think you're going to get me with something like that? You know what they're going to do? They're going to call up and go, "Hi, Jethel, I love your show. Go fuck yourself."
Would that be, like, you know, totally amusing or something?
It would. It would for me, anyway. Okay, folks, that's it for the show. I'm going to go ahead and share that poll once more so people can get to it on Facebook. Thanks for tuning in. Appreciate you all. Thank you very much. Next week, hopefully, we're going to have some Ilirissi talk. Good night, everyone. Say good night, Oakland.
Good night.
Well, that's it. You've wasted another night listening to the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm Oakland Jenna.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuns.
This show is brought to you by Online Gaming Radio. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by The Grassy Knoll. The Jethel Show is produced by a 4-pound jar of jelly beans, 2 badgers, a package of expired Twinkies, a sack of walnuts, Biff, the weird guy who hands out free candy behind the school in a long trench coat down the street, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch the show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, and 2 a.m. in the U.K.
As a 2 a.m.? Why doesn't anyone tell me these things?
So, for myself, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elkun Jenna, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.